George Mason students say Kavanaugh poses threat to their mental health. By Tom Sikata on April 19, 2019. Students at George Mason University say that Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, who is a visiting professor this summer at George Mason's law school, poses a threat to their mental health. According to a report from the College Fix, students at George Mason University are protesting Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh's recent appointment to the law school's faculty. Kavanaugh will co-teach one course this summer for George Mason University's Antonin Scalia Law School on the Constitution in Runnymede, England. In a video obtained by the College Fix, students claim that Kavanaugh's appointment to the faculty poses a threat to their mental health. "As a survivor of sexual assault, this decision has really impacted me negatively," one student said during a community gathering. "It is affecting my mental health knowing that an abuser will be part of our faculty. As someone who has survived sexual assault 3 times, I do not feel comfortable with someone who has sexual assault allegations like walking on campus," another woman said during the meeting. Students have circulated a petition calling on George Mason University to terminate their contract with Brett Kavanaugh. The petition says that George Mason University has failed to protect women on numerous occasions, including when they hired Kavanaugh to teach the summer course in England. "These institutional failures have been, but are not limited to, the following cases: the hiring of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh as a visiting professor with the Antonin Scalia Law School, the protection of former student body president David Conos, the lack of urgency and action with the predator recording women in the innovation restroom, as well as the abundance of other cases where you've truly failed survivors in the Mason community. I do not feel safe and supported at my school. GMU has lost touch of caring for its students, and that needs to change," one student who signed the petition wrote. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.